And unto one he gave 5 talents. Now he's giving us some examples of money here. And he gave 5 talents, to another 2 talents, or we could use those bags of silver or bags of gold. And to one he gave 5 bags of gold, another 2 bags of gold, and to another 1 bag of gold. Or the whatever these talents are, it could be anything, but of course in this one it's talking about money. And one to every man according to his several abilities, and he straightway took his journey. In other words, he passed on all these things. Now, I realize that some people have been given more on the earth than others. You know, now, if you're one of those that has been given the 5-talent sack, you need to be grateful and praising and worshiping your King. Because let me tell you what, except for the grace of God, you could be the one that got 1 sack, or you could be the one that got nothing. But he gave everybody something. But he's the one that made that decision. If you happen to be, that's what I say, like Dave said a while ago, when's the last time you said, thank you, Lord? Because you can do this. Because how many people do you know that can't do this? I know a lot of people that can't do that. And if you can do that, you need to be thankful. You know? But it's amazing how we grumble and complain about the things we don't have, or what people do. They got a good job. They live in a big, fine house. They drive 1 or 2 big, fine cars. And they got all kinds of things, and yet all they do is grumble and complain. Nobody. Surely a Christian would never do such a thing as that, would they? Yeah, they do, don't they? Unfortunately, they do. You know, I remember the day that, and I've told you all this story, but it's such a good story. I mean, I remember the day that Dave and I started to take off in the little 150 out here, and it cut out a couple of times on the runway. And I thought, whoa, you know, so I turned around, and we ran up and down the runway 3 or 4 times, but it never did cut out no more. But I said, well, Dave, we ain't going flying. So, you know, there's one thing a pilot don't want to hear. It's silence when you're in there. You won't always hear that, You don't want to hear silence. Woo, that ain't no fun at all. I've only had that happen to me 1 time in my life. But that was enough. You know, I had to land on a highway in South Texas. Oh, let me tell you what, I didn't like the silence before I hit the ground. It was awful. The silence was deafening, let me tell you. But we pulled up there and we tied the airplane back down. And I told Dave, I said, I'm going to pull the fuel filters and everything all off this airplane. Well, I went back down to my box of tools. I pulled all the cowling off of it. And, of course, I started pulling gas lines off, and everything on an airplane is little and tight and close and hard to work on. So, naturally, what do you think I'm doing? Praising the Lord for the privilege to work on my airplane. No, I'm grumbling. Now, you wouldn't think I would do such a thing, but I did. I grumbled, and I finally got the carburetor off of it, and I brought it up here, and I was going to take it apart here in the shop, and Dave walked in about that time. He said, Pastor, what are you doing? I said, Dave, the guy that built this thing must have stayed up nights trying to figure out how to make it so hard to work on. And instead of saying, praise God, Dave, I got the carburetor off. I'm going to overhaul it and make this thing run like a brand new one. Now, that's what I should have been doing, right, Tom? But I wasn't. I tell you these stories to let you know that we're all human beings. And I don't care if you're the pastor or you're just one of the people that come here. You can fall into this trap because I fell into it. Well, I was grumbling and complaining, and Dave walked up, and I turned the carburetor over just as I did. Dave standing right by my side, and my hand hit the accelerator rod, and it shot that thing looked like it was a 1/4 inch in diameter. I know it wasn't, but a beam of 100-octane gas hit me right in the middle of the right eye. You don't think that set you on fire? That set me on fire. I couldn't see. Dave said, oh, Pastor, you need to go get some water. I said, yes, Dave, I got to have some fresh water to wash my eye out with. I said, oh, Lord, I got to have some help. He wasn't very helpful. You know what I heard him say? He said, I'm tired of your grumbling and complaining. He said, you should have been praising me that I give you that airplane. You should have been praising me that I give you the knowledge to work on that airplane. You should have been praising me that I give you the gas to fly in that airplane. He said, all you've done is grumble and complain, and I'm tired of it. Let me tell you, I ain't done much grumbling and complaining since then, let me tell you for sure. But does the Word say he hates grumbling and complaining? So why would he tell me anything else, Tom? He gave me some gas. He really, I mean, I'm going to tell you, for the rest of that day after I got my eye washed out, every time I'd go out there and close my left eye and look at that tractor out there and those great big numbers that tall on the side, it were all fuzzy. I said, oh, Lord, please forgive me. Lord, I need that eye to fly that airplane. I said, Lord, please, I promise you I won't grumble and complain no more. Is he merciful? He's very merciful, because by the next day I could see clear again. And I'm telling you, I have tried since then not to grumble and complain about nothing. Do y'all understand when he says I hate grumbling and complaining? He means he hates grumbling and complaining. Now, does it make any difference who you are? It does. If you're in my position, he's going to hold me accountable quicker than he will at you. Because I've preached it so many times. He said, I have no compassion for you for this. You know what I said. Is that what he says? Sure he does. He even says that in the Word. We're going to find that before we get through with this. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made 5 other talents. This guy's busy. Next verse, 17 and 18. And likewise, he that received the 2, he also gained another 2. But he that had received the 1... the 1 sack of gold or silver, he went and he dug a hole in the earth and he hid the Lord's money in the ground. Now then, let's see what the next verse says. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. Now, it's been a long time since he's been gone, hadn't it? It's been 2,000 years. And some people say, hey, he's not coming back. You can just go out and have a ball and do what you want to do, and there's no consequences. No, that ain't true, folks. That's a lie right straight out of the pit of hell. He says here, after a long time. Is 2,000 years a pretty long time? But with God, that's nothing. 2,000 years is nothing. That's a drop in the bucket. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh, and he reckoned with them. And so he that had received the 5 talents came and brought the other 5 talents, saying, Lord, you delivered under me 5 talents. Behold, I've gained besides them 5 more talents. Well, let's see what the Lord had to say about this. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Now, how many of y'all want to hear that when you get home? Yeah. Hey, I want to hear that. But we have to do something to hear that. If you're a church pew warmer, that ain't going to happen. You got to be a doer of the word. He says, for thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of your Lord. Now, I want to be that guy, don't y'all? Yes, I want to be that person. I want to be like that. The next one. He didn't have quite as many talents. He wasn't as smart. And God hadn't given him all these several abilities. He'd given that first one, but he'd given him less. So he gave him less money, didn't he? Didn't expect as much out of him as he did the other one. So he says, he that had received the 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered under me 2 talents or 2 sacks of money. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them. Verse 23 and 24. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Now then, does it make any difference if you're a 5 talent or a 2 talent? No, if you're obedient with what he give you, he says, well done, faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Is it the same thing he told the other guy? Same exact thing. So they both going to get the same reward. And he said, enter thou into the joy of your Lord. Exact same statement. But he's been faithful over what God gave him. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I know that you are a hard man. I know you reap where you have not sown, and I know you gather where you have not strewn. 25 and 26. So I was afraid of you. And I went and hid your money in the earth, and lo, there you have that is thine. In other words, I went and dug it up, and here it is. And his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and slothful servant. Now, how many of you want to be called that when you get home? No, not hardly. I don't want to be a wicked and slothful servant. You knewest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not strown. He knew that about God. He knew that he could do these things. And let's see what the next two verses says. Thou oughtest therefore to have at least put my money to the exchangers in the banks, and then at my coming I should have received my own with interest. In other words, anybody can take money and put it in the bank and draw interest, can't you? I mean, that's pretty secure. You know, I mean, I don't know about today how secure that would be, but, you know, I mean, that you get really good interest today, about 0.5% to 1.5%, you know, but at least when it's down low like that, you can borrow money at a low interest. I can remember when interest was 20%. But isn't it amazing how that interest is so cheap now, but on credit cards, it hasn't gone down. It's still 18 to 30%. If you buy things on a credit card and you pay them off by the month and you're a Christian, you need to ask God to help you get out of that credit card business. You know, if you got a credit card and you use it, you need to be able to pay every penny of it the next month. If you ain't got the money to pay it off next month, don't spend it. Do without. I can't imagine paying somebody 25%. But people with credit cards are doing that all the time. And the worse your credit gets, the higher the interest gets. You know, can you imagine going out to dinner with somebody and say, let me put that on my credit card because I don't have no money. So we go out somewhere to maybe one of the big steakhouses where it's richer than we should be out anyway. We ought to be down at McDonald's, you know, buying us a hamburger for $3 or go to Burger King when that's special and get two for $3 or one for 99 cents every once in a while or whatever. Look for the sales if you're going to go eat those kind of stuff. But if you ain't got the money, don't go down to the steakhouse and pay $50 for you and another couple a steak when you ain't got the money. And you put it on your credit card, and then that $50 meal turns out by the time you get it paid for, it costs you $100. That's crazy. But people do that all the time. But the Lord tells this boy here, he should have at least taken this money and put it in the bank so he would have had some interest on it. He didn't say you had to have 30%. He just wanted some interest. He wanted some kind of an increase off of his money. And the guy didn't have none. So, the verse 28 says, take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, A Servant's Heart, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.